This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor of thecitywire.com, a website devoted to the business, politics, culture, and more of Fort Smith, Western Arkansas, and the entire state. Michael, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me. That's a lot of explanation just to say who I am.
Well, I want people to be sure.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to look for some explanations now. Big news this week that hundreds of jobs are coming to the former Phoenix Village Mall in Fort Smith.
Correct. About 600. Sykes, it's a Tampa, Florida-based company, but they will operate an inbound call center. So, you know, when you call a company to check your credit card or to order something or for technical support, whatever, Sykes is one of those companies you may be calling one of their employees. So it's a $10 to $12 million a year payroll coming to town, and it is that former Phoenix Village Mall property, which everyone had pretty much given up on, a big 35-acre eyesore on the west southwest side of the city. That's really come along. This Fort Smith Redevelopment Partners purchased it in January 2009, and they've built or renovated the facility to include a very nice, I dare say, modern exposition and convention facility. And now this. So very interesting. And with the metro area employment that's been hovering around 8%, 600 jobs is welcome.
Any idea from Sykes officials or city officials what might have led this company based in Tampa to pick Fort Smith?
Well, no. And I have a call in with Sykes, and we'll be following up on several angles to this story. I want to follow up with Kathy Deck at the University of Arkansas there to get more of an idea of what the economic impact of those jobs will be. But, you know, one of the reasons that the space was open, Fort Smith Redevelopment Partners has been recruiting companies to fill that space. Now, Lance Beatty, who's one of the partners in that company in Fort Smith Redevelopment, has said he received no state, federal, or local incentives, he nor Sykes. So this is truly a private economic job recruitment transaction.
Now, another company with a Fort Smith presence, Baldor, has been in the news because it's been used as example by some Republican congressmen as how the health care law, they say, is hurting the workforce.
Right. It was somewhat odd to see Baldor singled out there on the House floor, but Congressman Womack did mention it because, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth. Will it hurt jobs? Will it not? And so Womack spoke from the House floor saying that that Baldor would have to eventually eliminate 50 jobs to kind of cover its cost of implementing the new health care plan. And I got a hold of Baldor, and they confirmed this. And you know, Baldor takes a lot of pride in the fact they don't lay people off, they don't have job cuts, but it'll be through attrition. So, you know, they told me that for the next 50 employees who leave, they are developing processes using automation to not have to replace them.
Earlier this week, the Northwest Arkansas Council unveiled a 10-year strategy to grow, had many prongs, including economic development. What was interesting is that many of the speakers during this session in Springdale mentioned Tahlequah and Fort Smith and the upcoming Marshalls Museum as cogs in the big machine to grow this region.
Well, it's very interesting, and Matt Titch, who's managing this Upstart Regional Intermodal Transportation Authority here in the Fort Smith Van Buren area, was also there. And, you know, it's nice to see. It's taken some time. You know, I used to work with the Fort Smith Chamber of Commerce, and there was an effort then back in the mid-90s to try to get the two economies, the two regions, to work closer together on infrastructure development, political lobbying, those type of things. And barring any nonsense, I think they're getting there. I think the leadership, the business and civic leadership in the two regions, finally realized that each of them have strengths and weaknesses that they can balance each other. And as they recruit jobs or as they recruit tourists or, you know, dollars for highway money, that type of thing, they have better chances of success if they work together. So it's nice to kind of see that those early steps being taken, and but it'll be interesting to watch to see if they, if at some point they, those early steps turn into, you know, walking and then running together.
Finally, the legislature in its second week started late this week because of the holiday weekend. Anything catch your eye in the last few days from the legislature?
Well, no, just the fact, well, several things, but the one thing I'd like to point out is that finally some of these committees are saying, oh, yes, we will use the technology we installed, that $300-something thousand in technology we installed, and we will live stream and we will make the legislature our proceedings more open to the public and to the media. There, a couple weeks ago, there were some legislators who didn't think that they were going to allow live streaming, and they weren't going to allow computers and laptops and cell phones in the committee rooms. And you know, you understand that you don't want cell phones going off, and understand that. But a lot of members of the media are use that wireless access in the Capitol to report live, and so it's good to see, Kyle, that some of that nonsense has come to an end, and that they're going to open it up like they should have.
Do you think this represented sort of a digital experience gap? I mean, some legislators that just haven't used smartphones or have a Twitter account or something like that?
Well, I think that's a kind way to say it, Kyle. you're being diplomatic and very kind. And I'd also point out that it was interesting. You know, a lot of these traditional media outlets want to remind everybody that, gosh, we're going to miss them when they're gone because these evil blogger upstarts, they don't know how to conduct journalism. Well, it was the City Wire and Talk Business and Jason Tolbert, a few of us bloggers, so to speak, us online web publications, who led the charge and pointed this out and challenged House Speaker Moore to you know, change the policy, and it, apparently it's worked.
And speaking of online publications, you can read more about these stories and others at thecitywire.com. Michael Tilley's the editor. Michael, as always, thank you for your time.
Well, you're welcome. I always enjoy it.